It's an island, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. All right, here's our new piece. Let's clip it up here. And let's tear it off at the bottom. That's the puzzle we made, remember? We printed out, we made a little printout on the computer, and we printed it out, and we cut it up, and we made a puzzle. But it didn't work very well, because it was just pretty thin paper. But we had fun with it for a little while. All right, let's see. Where are your markers are over here. Are you ready?
And paint.
Oh, do you want to paint again instead of using markers? Do you think you could paint a flying head?
Yes.
Okay. Let me get the water out for your watercolors then.
Yes.
All right, and you can paint a flying head for Jessica.
This is a specialty, the flying head.
The flying head.
Where'd they go?
Well, let's see. Here's the water. Let me get some fresh water here.
Those are the paints? Oh. Where did you get those? You don't remember? Was that a present?
I don't remember.
Oh.
Maybe I could draw a paint.
A what?
I could draw the paint box.
Are you going to paint what it looks like? The paint box?
Yes.
Wow. Let's see. Is that good? Let's see how those brush. Oh, that's fine. Okay, good. Very good. I should go get a towel over here and now think about it. Maybe clean up some of the toys.
I think you need to mix it a little more. Touch this. Mix it a little more on the paint first.
So, okay, so what do you want some more paint? It's hard to see, isn't it?
What's that?
That's a splash, isn't it? That's where the paint and the water splashed off of the paintbrush.
What
is that? Oh, it's a spider there. Oh my gosh, look at that. I don't know that he's alive, actually. He doesn't look like he's doing too well. But that is a spider, or was a spider. So what are we going to paint here? Can I help you paint? Or even Jessica could help you paint, maybe, if you want. Well, anyway, let's tell Jessica about the flying head and the Iroquois story. The flying head is a story of this... flying head is this big head, right, with big arms or wings, and it flies through the forest, and it chases... likes to eat people.
Oh.
So the story is this woman and her child are running away from it, and the woman and the child figure out all these different ways to trick the flying head so that they can get away because the flying head is so fast.
Ooh.
So
what does it look like, Emma?
Well, those is that one of the eyes right there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to paint right here.
Are you painting right there? Let's see how well that works. Now that doesn't really... Yeah, it doesn't really stay so well, does it, sometimes? The paint's kind of just doesn't stick very well to that surface.
Where's the spider now?
Oh, did he walk away? Oh, he must have been alive. I guess he walked away somewhere. I don't know where he went. He might probably went that way away from us, though. He was probably scared of us. He was probably, or she, maybe. She might have been afraid and ran away. Okay. Should we... Yeah. Don't worry about it. You can still paint there. The spider won't hurt us. Are you still looking for the spider?
Yes.
I think he went to his house.
I think he did. He probably... Yeah. He or she probably has a little web somewhere in the house or maybe outside of the house, and she probably ran away over to that. Spiders are afraid of big people like us. Even you are very big for a spider, you know. Compared to a spider, you're huge. Let's see, what can we do? Can we make the big, huge paws of the flying head? You're pretty good at the paws, aren't you? Those are the big eyes, right?
What's that?
That's the green light that says the microphone is on, isn't it?
Is that the red one?
The red light. That says the battery's low, if the red light's on. But the red light isn't on, so that means the battery is doing really well.
Yes. Is that on?
Mm-hmm. That's on. That means it's turned on. It's listening to us. It's recording us talk. Let's see.
Put the microphone on the paper.
Let's paint the microphone. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
If it's kind of a rectangle like this, isn't it? That's kind of a box. And then what else? There's a green light. So should we paint a little green light?
Yeah.
Put a little green circle. It's on. Right?
And a red one.
And then a red one. Should we use this brush for the red one?
That's my brush.
That is your brush. But hey, I thought I'd just borrow it for the red for a minute since it was all cleaned off. And now the red one, we'll put the red one right over here, won't we? How about that? A red light. But the red light isn't on because it still has good battery. The battery is not dead yet. Now, should we paint the cord coming out of it? Maybe we should get another color for the cord. The cord, let's see, the cord goes up like this, right? Up onto my sweater.
It's black.
It's black. Should we use the black paint then?
Yes.
Okay. You want to do it or you want me to do it?
You.
Okay.
That's not a black brush.
No, it's not a black brush, but it'll look black because we're going to use the black paint, won't it? Let's see. It's going to see the brush is looking blacker every minute as I rub it in the black paint, isn't it? You know, Emma, I don't think I've painted with your watercolors before. This is like the first time here. All right, ready? We'll make a really thin cord. Why don't we have the flying head wear the microphone? Why don't we do that? It might be fun. Let's see. Curve around and around. And it's clipped on right there. Flip.
That's a long cord.
It is, isn't it? I wonder what the flying head is going to say to the microphone. I wonder what he would talk about if he could talk.
Make one for me. Make one for me.
A microphone for you? You want a microphone for you? Oh, it's dry already, isn't it? Wow. Wow, that dries fast. Should we give the flying head some really black eyes here?
Yeah.
And right here?
And some really sharp teeth.
Oh, yeah, sharp teeth. Okay. Yeah, those are big sharp teeth. Now, is that an eyebrow? What is that you're painting?
Another sharp teeth.
Sharp teeth? Wow, does he have two mouths? Or is that just the top teeth and the bottom teeth there?
Top teeth.
Okay, top teeth and bottom teeth. He's just got a really big mouth. Really big mouth. I wonder if he brushes his teeth much. I wonder if the flying head brushes teeth and has clean teeth. All right, are we going to do another microphone for Emma?
Yes.
Okay. Should we paint Emma first? Should we paint you first?
Yes.
Okay. What color, Emma, should we make? Orange? How about an orange, Emma?
Emma? No.
No? Are you orange? You're kind of orange, aren't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you're more orange than any other of these colors, I think. And you're certainly not bright pink, and I don't think you're yellow either. All right, let's see. So here's Emma. Here's that little Emma, right? Because you're very much littler than the flying head.
I'm big.
Well, you are big, but you're big compared to the spider, but compared to this flying, you're littler than the flying head, aren't you?
I'm not little.
No?
I'm big.
How big are you?
I'm pretty big.
You're pretty big? Are you as big as a car?
Where's the spider?
I don't know where the spider went, honey. The spider ran away because he was probably scared of us. He was doing a good job of playing dead, though. We didn't think he was really alive there. I thought he just kind of dried up.
He walked away.
What do you want? He ran away. Another microphone for Emma? Let's paint Emma's microphone. All right, well, we have Emma now, which is good. Let's do the microphone for Emma.
Red for me.
Green and red, a green and red button light. Let's see. All right, let's do the red light first.
I think that's rectangle.
Well, it is kind of a rectangle, isn't it? Like this. And this is a rectangle too, right? So we'll paint that little rectangle. All right, here's Emma's microphone over here.
A rectangle
with a red light.
We're missing a piece somewhere.
No, we're missing a piece of that puzzle. I wonder where that piece went. You know, I think I saw that piece upstairs earlier today. Maybe that's where it is. You ready for your green light?
Yes.
Okay. Here's your green light. There you go.
Now, red light be next.
Well, I put the red light here, though, right? Red light, green light. Now, do we need a cord for you?
Yes.
All right, let's draw your cord. Should we make a black cord, or what color cord should we make?
A black cord.
A black cord. Oops, let's not bring this too far here. You don't want to knock your water over.
I think put a puzzle right there.
Oh, do you think it's going to stick there?
I think it's going to stick there.
I'm going to make your cord now. Look at this long cord. So you clip it right here.
It didn't stick,
did it? It fell off. It's funny how that the paint sticks to the paper, but the puzzle doesn't stick to the easel, does it? Perfect. Oh. That would have looked good there, that red puzzle piece on the red button. You know what? I think you'd need glue for that, wouldn't you? Glue makes things stick, but paint doesn't.
Put some glue right now.
Well, you know what? I don't think we should glue your puzzle piece there, because if we glued your puzzle piece, it would get really sticky and we couldn't make a puzzle out of it anymore.
And you couldn't use it anymore.
You couldn't use it like a puzzle anymore.
Glue the whole thing together.
You want to glue the puzzle together? Or can you just put it back in the little rectangle, little red rectangle? Yeah, that kind of fits, doesn't it? Nope. I bet one of these pieces fits better than the other ones.
Something else
of it. All right, what should we make? See, how about that? Does that go there? What are all these pictures, Emma? Is that a car?
A car?
Mm-hmm. What's this one?
A bicycle.
Mm-hmm. And this is?
A bus.
Bus, mm-hmm. And what's that one there?
Train.
Train, and then?
Airplane,
okay.
Which one of those have you been in, Emma?
Let's see, you've been in certainly a car. And you have a new bicycle, don't you?
We should ride that.
Well, we could. Remember, there's this helmet thing, though, we've been talking about, haven't there? Remember this thing about you needing to wear a helmet when you're on the bicycle? Why do we need to wear a helmet? What might happen if we don't wear a helmet? Something about this thing here, this head.
Yes.
You know that Mommy and Daddy wear a helmet when we ride our bikes all the time. It's not like there's not good modeling going on here.
What are you looking for? Are you still looking for that spider?
Are you still looking for that spider?
He went to sleep.
I'm still looking. him.
Yeah, he's hiding from you, I think. I think he was a little scared. Because Emma is so big.
I better look for
him. Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, it's true. He might be underneath that. Well, let's see. What else could we do? Do you think you could read 10 Little Ladybugs for Jessica? You know, I think she'd like to see that book. That is such a fun book. Where did I put it? Oh, here it is. It's right over here.
Wow. They're actually in the book?
They're actually in the book. Which word, honey?
This
word. Let's try it together. 10 little ladybugs sitting on a...
Five.
Along came a butterfly, then there were...
Nine.
Mm-hmm.
Nine little ladybugs sitting on a...
Gate. What's that thing? Caterpillar.
Along came a caterpillar. Then there were eight little ladybugs. Let's turn on.
Looking up at
a bird.
Heaven.
Heaven. Along came a bird. And then there were seven. And then there were seven.
Mm-hmm.
Seven little ladybugs resting on
What are they resting on? Sticks.
Along came a grasshopper. And then there were six little ladybugs. What is this number?
Oops. That's the six you just said. Flying near a
high.
Mm-hmm.
Along came a bee, and then there were five little ladybugs sitting on a
sleeping by the
shore. Along came a fish, and then there were four little ladybugs. Sitting on the back.
Climbing up a tree.
A grass.
Climbing up a tree.
And I said it's a grass.
I see.
Along came a turtle. Then there were three little ladybugs. Sitting on.
Drinking up.
A dew.
Mm-hmm.
Along came a duck, and then there were two little ladybugs sitting on the bush. Along came a frog, and then there were...
There was?
One little ladybug sitting all alone. Along came the wind, and then it was... Oh!
Yeah! Wow! That was great!
Good job!
What a cool book! Yeah, we've seen a lot of ladybugs lately, haven't we? At Andrew and Janie's house? At Heidi and Wendell's house, remember? Remember what Helen told you about the ladybugs? What did she tell you about the ladybugs without any spots? Do you remember? You do, but you choose not to speak about it. You're going to take your bowling pins. Yeah, Helen, this is our little 4-year-old friend, was saying that the ladybugs without spots will bite. And she said these ladybugs that come from, I don't know, somewhere else, Japan or something, these foreign ladybugs that are very aggressive and bite. So we've been talking a lot about the ladybugs, because we saw a lot of those at their house, didn't we? What are these called? Bowling pins. What are you going to do with the bowling pins?
Knock them over with a
ball. Oh, right, of course.
You put that.
Should I set them up for you?
Yes.
All right.
Is this your big puzzle?
This is it, isn't it?
That is a big puzzle.
Along came a bowling pin. Floor?
Floor. Along came a daddy, and daddy there were four.
Along came a daddy? How are you going to do that? Oh!
I thought you
were going to use the ball.
I'm going to do it with my foot.
I see. You did it with your foot, didn't you? Can you tell Jessica what all these things are here?
What are these?
We don't know them, but of course her cousin knows every name of these dinosaurs.
Mm.
Remember what this is, Emma? That's not a dinosaur, is it? What is that? Kind of like Pixel, isn't it? A big cat. Or maybe a lion. Kind of like a big lion, or maybe even a big tiger.
Maybe a fox.
Maybe a fox? Do you think it's a fox? Okay.
What are these little guys?
I don't remember.
Don't remember?
Those look awfully familiar to me, though. They couldn't
be... Are they big dinosaurs?
Or are they little dinosaurs? What are they coming out of? What are those white things they're coming out of? Eggs, yeah. They're hatching out of the eggs, aren't they?
Like the frogs?
They look a little like frogs, don't they? Do you think they're frogs?
What are those?
Those, Gavin said those weren't really dinosaurs, didn't he? He said those were something else. I don't know what they're called. Do you know what this big mountain is that has all the fire coming out of it? We never talked about this, did we? You know what that is? Volcano, we say. What about this, Emma? What do you think these guys are? Elephants! Don't they have really big tusks? Kind of wind around a lot? And these are the flying dinosaurs, aren't they? All these ones up here.
I said those are apples.
You said they're what? Apples?
Hippos.
Hippos?
Hippos.
The ones? They're flying hippos?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Boy, that seems pretty weird, flying hippos. Oh, I see. You're knocking him over with your foot again, are you?
Along came a sock.
And what's the sock doing?
It's peeing there.
It's just going to be in there?
It's going to pee.
Oh, it's going to pee in there. Oh, I see. Is that a bathroom or is that a house it's peeing in?
That's a bathroom.
Oh, okay. I see. Should we build things around it? Do you think the bathroom needs a house? I wonder.
I think we can make a bathroom like that.
Do you think? Just out of the Lego, the Duplo?
You making a bathroom?
Yes.
For who?
I'm kind of making a funny one.
Oh. Are you really making a funny one? What's going to be so funny about this one? Oops.
Get some more. I think we need...
Oh, okay, you made a corner, didn't you? That's good. Are you going to make a rectangular bathroom? Four walls? But you'll need a door, won't you?
I'm making a different one.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Are you going to have a sink and a shower and a bathtub?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a toilet somewhere, too?
Yes. I'm going to do that.
You're going to do that? Let's see, maybe I can build a wall too. I wonder if you could make this the bathtub right in here, do you think? It's kind of like the shape of the bathtub.
I'm making a different bathtub.
Are you?
Is this all for the sock, Emma? Or who's going to use the bathroom?
Is the sock going to use this bathroom too, or just this one in here? So I think, Emma, should this be the bathtub here?
Yes.
Okay, I thought so. Alright. It's a pretty deep bathtub, isn't it? I hope no one falls in there. I'm not sure they're going to be able to get out. Do you think you should make a slide down for this bathroom, too? I know one of your favorite things is making slide downs. Oh, wait a minute. Well, that's the mega blocks. We make the other slide down. That's right. We can make this slide down here. Let's see. Do you think that would fit right about there? Slide down right in the bathroom? Right in the bathroom? There. That's great. Look at that.
Cool.
Yeah?
I think that's not enough. I think you need something else for
it. Need something else for the slide down? Taller? You want to be taller?
I think I should. Should I